right now. Time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Don Hammack from Biloxi, Mississippi.
Biloxi. Heard of Biloxi. What do you do down there?
I work at the Sun-Herald newspaper down
here. Oh, my gosh. How are things at the Sun-Herald?
Well, we're getting a paper out every day.
There you go.
That's what we do.
There you go. Is it sometimes the same paper, just left over from the day before?
No. Well, maybe sometimes on a weekend.
Well, welcome to the show, Don. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Don's topic?
Don't worry, bro. I've been there.
Ever feel like you were alone in the world with no one to understand your unique burdens? Of course you do. You're all public radio listeners. Anyway, this week we heard a heartwarming story of somebody with that problem getting sympathy and moral support from an unexpected place. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about an unexpected helping hand. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. First, let's hear from Paula Poundstone.
On the first day of this year's Great Food Festival in Ann Arbor, Michigan, running August 4th through 11th at the Sonchagrin Convention Center adjacent to the fairgrounds, the Henkel Knife and Cutlery Company sponsored a support group for kitchen accident victims. A group whose numbers have swelled since television's recent love affair with cooking shows. When group leader Chef Henry Taslimi asked who was there from out of town, the show of hands was almost gory. There were new volunteers to begin the sharing among the participants, nervously seated in a loose circle of folding chairs, so Chef Taslimi, a large man with a bit of bad complexion, opened the discussion by explaining why he will never put a cheese grater so close to his face again. Soon, tearful tales of slippery floors and hot soup, flambé mistakes, and misplaced skewers spilled forth. We want people to get back into the kitchen, get back to creating and joy, not be belittled by fears, says co-organizer Gordon McKee, who's missing the top third of his pinky on his right hand and claims to recently have begun drinking blended drinks again. After an hour of sharing and empowerment, Dean Henkel himself went chair to chair, serving deli sandwiches and vichyssoise that he made himself, not even trying to hide his hook. There were no finger foods provided, and nothing was served on a stick.
A support group for kitchen accident victims. Your next story of unlikely encouragement comes from Tom Baudet.
Fed-up residents of an Austrian village whose name in English is the gerund form of an obscenity beginning with F and used to depict what happens when two people really, really love each other and cannot be broadcast, are being offered a helping hand by their German neighbors in a town with a name that starts with W, ends with K, and is a common British vulgarism describing the act of pleasuring oneself. The locals of When Two People Really Love Each Other are sick of English-speaking tourists taking lewd pictures of themselves in front of town signage. Tourism officials in Pleasuring Oneself are urging residents of When Two People Really Love Each Other to follow their lead and cash in on their name. Jürgen Stoll, who runs the Pleasuring Oneself guest house, and reports he can hardly fit everyone in. Summer visitors hike up Pleasuring Oneself Mountain and purchase a large array of Pleasuring Oneself souvenirs and postcards. When Two People Really Love Each Other, Mayor Franz Meindl is having none of it. We don't find it funny and just want to live in peace. And possibly wishes the dirty-minded tourists would just go When Two People Really Love Each Other themselves.
The residents of one town with a dirty name in English try to reach out to the residents of another similarly afflicted town. Your last story of an unlikely expression of solidarity comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Not all married governors have soulless, sleazy encounters with $1,000 an hour escorts. Some, like, say, South Carolina loverboy Mark Sanford, follow their heart, which is why WOW, short for Wonderful Other Women, took out a full-page letter in state papers last week supporting the beleaguered politician. The group of self-proclaimed mistresses praised the governor's deep feelings for his Argentine lover and named him their first Trailblazer Award recipient. Quote, "At the end of the day, Mark Sanford is just a man in love," wrote WOW President Rito Dubno. "We commend him for showing the human side of extramarital affairs and his respect for his other woman." Attempts to interview the WOWs were unsuccessful. Not one of them, it seems, signed their real names to the public letter.
All right. A group of people somewhere in the world got together to express support for each other. Was it, from Paula Poundstone, kitchen accident victims at a state fair? From Tom Baudet, the residents of two towns, each with names that are fine in German but quite dirty in English? Or from Roxanne Roberts, a group of proud but anonymous mistresses? Which of these is the real story of an expression of comfort and togetherness in the news?
Well, I think if Mark Sanford had visited one town instead of the other, he'd be in less trouble.
Nicely done.
That's well played, sir. Well played.
I know. Just give him the point.
That was something. Go on, but you got to choose.
I'm going to go with the two towns.
The two towns. Tom's story of the two towns, each with their dirty names. All right. Well, we spoke to somebody who knew about this gesture.
The town has been existing under this name for more than 800 years. So the residents voted against changing the village's name.
That was Wolfgang Renezeder, spokesman for the Austrian Embassy in Washington, D.C. Congratulations, Don. You got it right. You earned a point for Tom Baudet.
Thank you, Don.
And won our prize, Carl Castle. We'll look forward to the greeting on your home answering machine. Thank you so much for playing with us today.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.